it's time for the birthday scam. We're going to call a woman, courtesy of her husband, about she's in one of these book clubs where you order children's books.
Yeah.
And they never stop coming. And she has tried to cancel, and she has canceled it. Or so she thought.
This one's go. Hello?
Hi, is this Heather?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Heather. This is Kelly Monson with... Whoa.
Sorry.
Sorry to bother you.
No problem.
I'm with the book company. How are you today?
Oh, okay, good.
I'm just calling because we've not received payments. We have a balance that's compiling over some of the books that we've sent you.
Yeah, I just talked to a lady yesterday about that, actually.
Yeah.
I had moved, and I hadn't gotten a bunch of those books.
Uh-huh.
So well, they resent them to me.
Right.
So I'm paying them as I get them.
Well, see, a lot of times what people will do is they get into these things, and then they don't want to pay anymore, and then they don't give us their forwarding address, and they try to get out of paying them.
Oh, no, that's not... I mean, I called and got her to, you know, reship the ones that I had missed, and so I'm paying for all of them as I get them.
We have the balance of $74.
I can go through my checkbook and tell you how much money I've sent you guys in the past month, and it's like hundreds of dollars.
Well,
so
I
would appreciate if you wouldn't call and badger me about this.
I'm not badgering.
I understand that it was my fault for not switching addresses. I thought that if I put a notice in with the post office that I was moving, which I did every time I changed my address.
I think what we need to do in your case, since we seem to have trouble getting the payments from you, we should get prepayment for a year. And that would be approximately $119, and that way...
I closed my account.
Why did you close the account?
Because I have a bookcase full of books now.
It's for a child, right?
She's 8 months old. She can't even read these books yet.
Well,
I mean, yeah, I'm collecting them for her, but I already have so many books.
It's never too early to start reading to your child.
I understand that.
You know, okay, and
I
you
read
can never...
her every night.
You can never run out of reading material.
I understand reading is a really important thing. Okay, I need to find my checkbook because I'm going to list off to you all the checks that I've sent you guys
Look,
in the past month.
All I need is a check from you for $74.
Well, I just talked to the lady yesterday.
Who?
I don't remember. I spent like half an hour on the phone with her, and I got her to send me an itemized bill for everything.
Well,
because I was receiving double shipments because I moved, and then
well, that's your
I would
fault.
Get, okay, thanks for blaming everything on me. You're pretty rude. I don't even know how you can...
What kind of parent doesn't want to keep getting books for their kids?
What kind of parent? Are you telling me I'm a bad parent now?
I'm just saying...
I am never rude to anybody that calls me, but you know you're about the rudest person I've ever talked to on the phone.
I care about your child, if you don't.
So do I. I care about my child. Put your manager on the phone, because I'm about tired of talking to you. Get your manager on the
He's
phone.
Out of the
I'm
office
tired of talking
right
to you.
No, you can't talk to him. He's out
well,
of the
then,
office.
Well, then, I'm hanging up on you.
All right, wait. This one's a go.
Hello?
Heather, I want to apologize. Just to show you that there's no hard feelings, I'd like to send you for free our latest child's book. It's called Little Jack Horner Sat in the Corner and Ended Up with a Square Ass. Ever read that one? Heather?
Okay.
It's a top seller right now.
No.
The authors,
nobody is ever that rude.
The authors are Dean and Raj.
Yeah, I figured.
Manuel said we could call you late and wish you happy belated birthday.
Okay, well, thanks.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.